Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There are a few tropes in this industry that are absolute chef kiss, my friend. I'm talking about video game bosses and super cool characters. And sometimes these are one and the same, as beating a boss will unlock them to join your party. But unfortunately, not all of them are created equal. And the foe that handed you your ass is now absolutely warming the bench now that they've joined your party. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 powerful video game bosses that became weak playable characters. Number 10. Adder. Advance Wars 2. Adder is a Black Hole Army CO who appears in Advance Wars 2 Black Hole Rising. In the first sequel to Nintendo's beloved Game Boy Advance turn-based strategy title, the Black Hole Army returns to wreak havoc on War's world. Adder serves as an officer in this invading force charged with the attack on Yellow Comet. Encounters with Adders are marked by his rudeness, his arrogance, and his lack of respect for anybody but those who outrank him. Like many antagonists, he's quick to disregard his opponents and will belittle them at every turn. But the battles against him are challenging more as a result of the scenarios and the nature of the game over any of his special abilities that he possesses. Because indeed, when he's unlocked, well, he may prove to be very disappointing. Adder's CO power is Sideslip, and his super CO power is Sidewinder. They're very quick to charge at just 2 stars and a further 3 stars respectively, but they only grant +1 movement and +2 movement respectively, without any attack or defense bonuses outside of a 10% boost to both stats when these powers were added to Advance Wars Dual Strike. This has very limited use, and with his completely standard units, Adder will often be overlooked for a CO who is more specialized for the task at hand. Number 9. Eternatus. Pokemon Sword and Shield. Pokemon Sword and Shield's climactic battle against Eternamax Eternatus is perhaps one of the most cinematic in series history. The music swells, you team up with others to take on this big bad boss, and Eternatus breaks the rules of the game's mechanics themselves. It is utterly shocking. It is a hard-fought match against a towering beast as opposing as it is rather ridiculous. But when the beast with these absurdly bloated stats is defeated, the protagonist then gets a chance to catch Eternatus itself. Sadly, that's all they get. No Eternamaxing capabilities included, and no refunds. Now, Eternatus certainly isn't a bad Pokemon, boasting excellent base stats in HP, special attack, and speed, and it also has a brilliant exclusive move called Dynamax Cannon, which deals double damage to Dynamax or Gigantamax foes. But the issue is that it's a gargantuan step down from its now inaccessible Eternamax form, which exchanged those offenses for ludicrous defenses. And when permitted in standard play, other Uber Pokemon will often be prioritized in pretty much every team going. Number 8. Adia. Final Fantasy 8. Final Fantasy VIII is characterized by its unique twists on the franchise formula. Its plot especially takes many unconventional twists and turns. You see, earlier on in the game, it appears that sorceress Adia is shaping up to be the main antagonist as she assassinates a president and begins to exert her influence on the world. Later, it transpires that Adia is actually a kindly matron who cared for the party members when they were children in her orphanage. The true villain of the piece is Ultima Seer, an even more formidable sorceress from the future who seeks to end time itself. After these revelations, Adia joins the party for a brief period as they escort her to the futuristic city of Esther. Now, as the dramatic conclusion to the first battle against her demonstrated, she is a formidable foe indeed, but the playable version doesn't really have anything to distinguish herself from the rest of the party at all. Though her Guardian Force compatibility is good and her Limit Break Ice Strike is powerful, she's available only temporarily and can't equip any weapons. And you know what? It's scarcely worth switching another player's Junction Magic to her. it's that bad. Number 7, King K. Rool, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. King K. Rool certainly isn't weak in the conventional sense in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. That boxing glove really, really smart. But the sad fact is, though, is that the hype surrounding him seems to fade rather quickly. The addition of Donkey Kong's nemesis to the roster was a huge moment in Super Smash Bros. History, and there is no denying that the King of the Kremlin crew makes for a rather unique fighter. With his armored belly, his crown and cannon projectiles, and his impressive propeller-aided recovery, there isn't a heavyweight fighter in the series quite like him. Earlier in the game's lifespan, there was widespread complaints that these traits made him overpowered, such as the notorious down smash and down throw shenanigans, which became the scourge of online play. But despite his assets, though, the reptilian royalty can be exploited for his slow nature and huge hitbox like any other heavy character. The smaller, more combo-orientated characters that tend to dominate the tiers can be a nightmare for him to handle, and as such, he's a real rarity on the tournament scene, as his popularity has indeed fallen dramatically. Number 6, Shadow Mewtwo, Pokken Tournament. As with King K. Rool in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Pokken Tournament's Shadow Mewtwo is not a character lacking in raw power. Indeed, it has tremendous combo and damage potential. After a couple of encounters with it in the game's single-player mode, you'll know exactly how fearsome a boss battle against it can be. Through progress in the Ferrum League, both Mewtwo and Shadow Mewtwo joined the playable roster. This version of the latter is significantly toned down in comparison to the one from said boss battles, boasting all of the same strengths, along with some pretty heavy drawbacks. Shadow Mewtwo is a fighter with huge damage potential, but is offset by very limited HP that must be carefully managed. So this makes it a very technical fighter that requires a skilled player's touch. For these reasons, Shadow Mewtwo can seem very weak indeed in the wrong hands, disappointing those left in awe by the encounters that they had prior.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Bowser, Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars. Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars is not only an iconic adventure that paved the way for the great Mario RPGs that followed, but it also marks a rare and notable example of Mario and Bowser teaming up and joining forces. Naturally, Bowser fights for the side of good largely for his own personal gain, because he's out to reclaim his sword-skewered castle, but as a party member, he utilizes mostly melee attacks with his claws and chomps. He's got great damage-dealing potential, but his special moves, such as Terrorize, where he attacks with a big boo, tend to prevent him from hitting the elemental weaknesses that other team members excel against. This is compounded by the limited equipment that's available to him, unfortunately meaning that he'll sometimes be outclassed by others in the party, making Big Bad Bowser seem a bit Boo. Number 4, Shiva, Streets of Rage 3. Longtime fans of the classic Streets of Rage series will know that Shiva is quite the enigma. He's introduced in the second game in the series as a powerful and agile foe who serves as one of Mr. X's elite goons. He's fought just as the game draws to a close, being a boss encounter that bars the way to his master. He returns again in Streets of Rage 3, where he instead serves as the game's final boss. In both iterations, he is a tough foe, sporting leaping attacks and flurries that are difficult to deal with within the confines of the game's rather limited moveset. But when he's beaten at the end of stage 1, he can be unlocked for play by simply holding a button until the next level begins. Fans were surely thrilled to learn this, but the first playable Shiva in the games left rather a lot to be desired. He didn't have the arsenal of special moves that made him so much fun to play in Streets of Rage 4, and simply served as a powerful, speedy, yet entirely vanilla character. His inability to use weapons, a trait which is carried over to the next game and perhaps a reference to his honorable nature, arguably made him a much weaker pick than any of the other cast members. Number 3, Dracula. Castlevania Judgment. Of course, nobody really comes out of Castlevania Judgment looking very good. This 2008 Wii exclusive took the series in a rather bizarre direction. A spin-off one-on-one fighting game replete with metal-esque takes on classic series music and some unapologetically edgy character models for beloved characters. And while it wasn't well received at all by most, fighting games are fighting games, and those who played flocked towards the most effective cast members. And surely a playable Dracula would be a very enticing prospect for many Castlevania fans, but unfortunately, it fell a bit flat. Unlike the rest of the fighters in the game, Dracula can't be knocked down. He also has a moveset that incorporates those classic fireballs of his and other iconic moves, meaning that the crafty count definitely has his boons, but his constant teleportation shenanigans and meager story mode, which is themed around rematches against characters who have defeated him before, make this take of Dracula feel rather weak. It's a shame that the big bad of so many Castlevania titles just doesn't stand out more in his first playable appearance. Number 2, Nitrous Oxide, Crash Team Racing. Crash Team Racing's plot is hardly gripping stuff. Nitrous Oxide, a being from another planet, has challenged the fastest drivers on Crash's world to a race, promising to transform the planet into one huge parking lot if he wins. Needless to say, Oxide isn't the type to play fair. His races, seeing as he's taken on twice, take place on his own track, which is the long and winding Oxide Station. He rockets away before the countdown is even finished, the little bastard, and drops copious amounts of items to scupper the player, and initially only span out briefly when hit by even juiced up weapons, though this isn't the case in the remaster, Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled. Now on paper, he seems like an impossible speedster, but when he's unlocked in Nitro Fueled, players realize that that just isn't the case. His driving style is acceleration, making him functionally identical to so many others that share this style. This is academic now that racing styles have been customized, but Nitrous Oxide's artificial difficulty is very common in racing games. And number 1, Yuffie, Final Fantasy VII. As Final Fantasy VII veterans will know, Yuffie is an optional party member who can be recruited very early. From the moment that the player leaves the Mithril Mine, she has a chance to spawn in forests around the world map. When she does, it's as Mystery Ninja, and while not strictly being a boss battle, she is definitely a sneaky and tricky foe nonetheless. She boasts an array of interesting moves as well, several with elemental properties, and her stats actually scale with those of Cloud and Company. But the battle's aftermath makes it even more challenging. Newcomers will often have to repeat it several times, as the multiple choice conversation that follows can result in Yuffie immediately walking away and not joining the party, and sometimes she can even steal your stuff as well. But when she does, her base stats are very lackluster, solid enough all around, but she excels only in luck and dexterity. As a party member, she's very reliant on assets like Conformer's ability to morph for full damage and the limit break Doom of the Living to warrant a team slot. It's a shame that she just lacks the unique abilities that she employed as Mystery Ninja.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.